Hello, I'm Dr. Lou Condor, technical communicator, writer, editor, as well as adjunct lecturer at California State University, Dominguez Hills. Welcome to the podcast for the Advanced Technical Communication class, where we discuss key aspects of technical writing and communication. Welcome to week 9 of Advanced Technical Communication, and I'm going to talk a little bit about some documents that we normally don't cover. White papers. Okay, a white paper is a document that announces a new product or newly developed technical or business solution to a common problem. White papers use research, provides credibility for the writer or organization, marketing tool, and it also provides a method to exchange information. I've actually written a lot of these. I usually ghostwrite them. You can go to my site. They're in my public portfolio. This SME does kind of a first pass. It can be really rough. And then you go in and you sort of rewrite them, but you write them to the standards of whatever. So I would write them to standards as provided by SIGGRAPH, which is a computer organization that people go and do presentations at. Subject matter experts may present or discuss these papers, which they do. Other materials are similar to white papers in use that are talks, sessions, seminars. Papers may be longer or shorter depending on the requirements for hosting, organization, or bodies of research. The SIGGRAPH one, some were one page and some were 20. So it just depended on the topic, what they were presenting, and to what group. Each symposium or conference has its own rules, so you want to make sure you know them. You may or may not need special layout software. It depends. If you're really good at Word, you might be able to get away with it. I use Word, so I've been using Word since it was invented. Presentations may either be usually in PowerPoint or Keynote. PowerPoint's one of the most popular ones, so sort of know the basics. They're very similar, so I don't think it's very difficult. And papers with heavy mathematics are frequently done in what's called LaTeX or LaTeX. It's spelled like LaTeX with a capital T in the middle. It's a markup. It's like a hypertext markup language sort of thing, where it's just called a markup language. And it looks like code, but it's sort of easy to do once you know it. Many scientists know it. So if you write for a scientist, they will just generally give you the mathematical formula, merely because a lot of times their mathematical formulas are algorithms they invented. The other way you can cheat is you can do mathematics within PowerPoint itself, which is kind of interesting. This class is not long enough to go into that. A lot of times you can demonstrate them in Excel and then export them over. So there are ways to do it. It's just a little convoluted. There may be better ways. There are markup languages for the web. There's one called MathML, and I haven't used it in a number of years. But when I used to do mathematical languages represented on a web page, we had our servers loaded with MathML, so it's math markup language, and you could do anything in mathematics there. It was really wonderful, and it looked good. That's it, guys. I can't believe we're at the end of the course. I mean, this is astounding that we are done. But don't forget to register for the information design course. And it's very exciting. I mean, I think you'll really like it. You start focusing more on document design than writing as much, but you'll still write and create a capstone project. So start thinking about that. It's your choice. And that's it. Have a great rest of the course. Thanks.
Music by Purple Planet Music at https://www.purple-planet.com